Rock and Roll and All It Stands For needs once more to mend the barricades. The revolution starts now, and the Saints are sending out a rallying call. There is no longer anything straight in any of our house, so let's add to the fire. Start burning your bush now. Bonjour, guten Morgen, good morning. You are on Melting Pod and welcome. Today is Saturday, April 9th, 2005. You just heard a song of the Saints, Porno Movie. They opened their show 2 days ago in Marseille with that song from their last album, Nothing Is Straight in My House. It was a very, very good rock concert. From the first second, here is an extract of the second song.
The truth, which is a man that wrecked my happy home. And now I live in the twilight zone. No, I don't want to be abused. No, I don't want to be like you. Now I can't get my head above water. A rat and James and screwing your daughter. I'm feeling better than loose. I gotta take it from the truth, which is a man that wrecked my happy home. And now I live in the twilight zone. No, I don't want to be abused. And I don't want to be like you, huh.
I like the whole album. It's really my taste, between punk rock and rock and roll, with sometimes a little memory of Iggy Pop and the Stooges. I hope you like it too. After the concert, I met Chris Bailey, the leader and singer of the Saints, and I asked a live interview with him. It was not scheduled. He was very tired, feel himself dirty, want to take a bath, and I insisted because I was totally addicted with this shit podcasting. Oh, I am sorry for you, Chris, but this interview is at least trashy, punky, and funny. I hope you like it.
I'm not here.
Yes,
I'm somewhere
here.
Else. No, yeah, I'm on another planet. I'm on the planet Funnyland.
You are.
And I need to go to a Turkish bath, get a masseur, have my hair cut, and clean all my clothing.
Chris, I have a little radio on internet.
Yeah.
Which is called Melting Pod.
And I'm a melting pot, am I not? Because I need to go to a sauna, a Turkish bath, get a massage, go home and write another song. So I would be the perfect guest on Melting Pot.
Yes, Melting Pot, yeah? Is the quality of Marseille.
Bon.
Wait,
just with très content. I was in Marseille ce soir.
Oui.
Je suis très content. Except I want to go to a Turkish bath, get a massage, have my head rubbed, get a haircut, and a shave. Can I do that on your radio station?
You don't need a shave.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
I need a shave, a haircut, a sauna.
About tomorrow.
And a, on the way to Genève.
Yes.
But tonight I'm in Marseille.
Yes, in Marseille, what do you, how do you feel?
Very happy, except I want all of those things.
Is it what?
I feel very okay. You know, I've played here before, I love it here.
Yes.
I am very happy in the south of France. I feel, for an Irish guy, the people in this area treat me like I'm a brother. I think that's very strong and very lovely.
But I read you are not born in Irish, you are born in Africa.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, but
Africa is more south of than Marseille.
Well, okay, so I'm an Irishman who's a bit whiter than most. Sorry, that was bad. I'm an African who's a bit whiter than most, and I'm not from the south, I'm from the east. I didn't invent colonialism.
Yeah, Kenya. No?
Correct. And then you can. But I didn't invent colonialism.
You are too little child. Oh, so baby. Little. And I read a lot about Australia too.
My people took me there and I went. Yeah. And I speak the language and everything.
But in Australia, what is your...
Sorry. Sorry. In Australia, they think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Just we try for on Australia.
Oui, in Australia. what is your memory? I read you are very... a rebel.
No.
No, never?
No, I'm a nice guy.
Nice guy? I see. No, you are a nice guy, but...
I've always been a nice guy.
I meet the first rebel of the planet.
Come from Villette. I think I've always been a nice guy. I think the Saints have always been nice guys. I think Little Richard is a nice guy. And if we're talking about music, I think most people who make music are either total arseholes or nice guys. And I'd like to be a nice guy rather than a total bastard.
But you don't want that the people
say what do you must to want to
do. You know, do you know what? When in Marseille tonight, you were in this room.
Yes.
I was up on that little stage and I saw you smiling.
Yes.
I think that's good. That's what I want to do. You were here in the room, were you not? Some people were smiling, and it's because even in this tiny little room, we connect. I hope the saints connect to the heart of the people.
Yeah, the beginning of your concert was very strong, and it was normal to smile because it was a pleasure.
Oh, good. Well, then that's all right.
I'm honest. I have another question.
Oh, yeah, well, we can move.
Yes.
And we moved, and my record player crashed, and I had no material more to record a real interview. But we continued the conversation with Chris a long time. I don't remember really how many times, but until the club closed. We spoke about a lot of things, like politics in the world, French wine, the pleasure to meet different people from different countries. But I remember a sentence among the others. Chris said to me, "I can't imagine the world without France, because in this country, when the people disagree, they cut the heads of the kings." I like that. In my own family, 100 years before the French Revolution, they lived in a little valley in the mountain. They were very, very hungry because they lived under the oppression of a lord. One day it was really too much. They wanted to kill him, but they had nothing to kill him. And they took the hearth of the valley, filled his mouth with the hearth, gave him to hit the hearth, until he can't breathe more. It's very wild, but they took their freedom again like that. And I'm pretty proud of these people. But I'm maybe too much serious for you today, and it's time to listen to a little rock song. But before, I want to thank all the people who wrote comments on my website www.meltingpod.com. Your feedback is essential for me to find the energy to continue this work. Thanks a lot for your support. Now I want to play a last and another song from the Saints. "Nothing is Straight in My House." And I want to dedicate this song to two hearts fans of the Saints, Pascal and Valérie. I wish you a nice day, une superbe journée, eine schöne Tag, and stay connected.
Been sleeping in my bed. Who's been knocking around in my head? What's been happening? My world is shattering. Broken mirrors are coming to slash me. So who's been creeping around my house? Crawling up ladders, causing rack and ruin. Smashing walls and beating up visitors, and generally behaving untoward. Another straight in my house, another straight in mine. No, nothing straight in my house, and not a single line. Hey! Been clubbing in my brain. The roof of my world has come tumbling down. I can't paper over all the cracks.
think I am not coming back. 'Cause nothing's straight in my house, no, nothing's straight in mine. There's nothing straight in my house, and not a single line. Who's been hiding behind my face? Who's been killing all my life? And who is it you're talking to? My tiny world is gonna blow its mind. Yeah!
Visitors and